Hello there, and welcome again to Heyoka King Podcast. As always, I'm your host, Reiner, and today I'm going to delve into the conscious understanding of the revocation principle. You make some sort of action, and it domino effects into other actions. You know, it's like these actions are now perpetuated in their own way. The point of this is spiritually the manipulation of events to curvature one's own psyche and personality. To some, this could seem like an eternal clusterfuck of the mind. I got lost in my head for a while because I was trying to chase an impassable moment. Decisions were made, and those decisions sort of gear-shifted my fucking future, if you can say that much. So as I sit there and try to actualize myself away from said stress, I understand what is done simply cannot be undone. You know, it's been perpetuated. The world's a different place already. And effectively speaking, there's truly nothing I can do. This branches back into my dismembered memories concept that though I may think of the past will bring me stress because it cannot be changed and is already an absolute that has had happened and gone by. We can all sort of get stuck in something that we ponder from time to time. And though it is already known, it is extremely unhealthy to get lost in said apertures of the movements we once made. I can't return to these stitched together, crumbling realms in my mind because I'm the only one there and there is no course of action that can simply be taken. It's all just some fever dream to branch off of. Mistakes that I've made in my past, they're the same thing. The mistakes any of us make, you know, they don't really get us anything else besides the wisdom to not make that same stupid mistake that somehow we foolishly made in the first place. You know, there are times where I think about how much fun I have being a knucklehead. I'm sure we all have our times when we think about how much fun we've had being knuckleheads. Being a knucklehead is an easy thing to do. Getting stressed out about the knucklehead endeavor itself, you know, you can't really do much about it. I feel often that I'm stuck in a world that I don't like. I'm stuck in a world of going to a job to make the money to come back from that job. That's it. That's my whole fucking, that's my whole emotion towards everything I go through. And can you blame me? It doesn't feel like there's much to do in life besides go to your job, come home, make sure you have enough money to pay some bills so you can continue doing your job to make more money. To pay more bills so you don't end up outside in the cold. Forced from the disparity of my past where things were built a little bit different. My mind was free, but the expenses were a little bit more limited and I had more disposable income. My disposable income went towards foolish things, of course, as always. So I'd get further and further and further to this bit in my fucking life where I thought to myself, truly, is there a point to trying to satisfy any of this bullshit? Is there a point towards trying to accept a future of building yourself to be a stronger, more willful, powerful person? The oncoming wars, the oncoming social constructs constantly changing to view, to change our viewpoints of how we interact with each other. I have seen this happen enough times that I often feel lost in how to communicate with people. I don't know what to say, what to do, and I get more lost in the idea that because everything has changed, as things usually do, that there's nothing I can cling to structurally to communicate with other people effectively. I don't want to be part of something I just don't understand. I don't want to be part of something that doesn't make sense to me. But more often than not, I'm stuck in this gear shift that I don't know what to say. I don't know how to act. The things that I'm supposed to be doing in my life seem fruitless because it seems like the world and its social engineering have made it where there really is no meaning to, you know, try to socialize with people because, you know, put it this way, romantic endeavors are often ended these days with someone cheating, exposing your partner. My boss at my job was, you know, fooling around with another coworker, and her husband found out, and they fucking ended their life. They killed themselves. So it's like, what's the point? You could have a fucking entire family with somebody, and someone would just do something shitty like that to you. I found out more and more that people aren't as complicated as they say they are, as they think they are, but their ego drives them to not give a fuck what other people think, ultimately destroying who they are as a person while they try to perpetuate being something more unique, and they start flaunting their dark, disturbing mindset like it's just a normal thing to be a piece of garbage. You know, society acts like they're getting away with things just because, you know, they say it and they don't care that they're saying. They don't care that they're an abysmal part of our society because they don't think anyone else can notice, or they don't really care that anyone else can notice. What's the point of trying to be around people that are blinded by their ego if it's more and more people every day are either coming to terms that things don't matter, fuck around and find out, follow the dark wings that lead you towards your atrocities, cast yourself deeper and deeper into your hell until you feel like something will change. You know, I go to my job because I need something to do. I need to get back on my track of living my life to its fullest. But I'm stuck in the spot in life where I don't necessarily feel alive. And then I ask myself, how can I branch from this? How can somebody branch from not feeling alive if their only soulful endeavors is materialism? You can't socialize with people because you view yourself energy-wise as an outcast because you don't want to be part of the shallow society of people that engage only in soulless, you know, endeavors of you know, they don't care about anything else. They're just trying to entertain themselves. They understand that the world's fucked in their own sense. To my fucking knowledge of what was going on, I assumed that I was knowledgeable enough to know what was happening. To see it happen in front of me, I felt there was some curvature towards what was happening. And it turns out that I didn't really know shit. Because everyone else kind of knew, had their hunch. So I felt so special that there was evil going on right in front of me. And I had firsthand knowledge of it. And it gave me better understanding of reading situations without needing to read the situation at my hand. It wasn't my situation. It was someone else's situation. It gave me that tenacious fucking brain where I felt like I had the power and leverage over somebody that it didn't really matter. They dug their own grave. Or somebody else's, for that matter. I feel just as empty knowing that it's just such a common occurrence. But I live in a spot where commonly people just don't give a fuck. I live in Tennessee now. In Tennessee, nobody really gives a fuck about anything. They want to do their drugs. They want to party because, you know, what you see is highway. What you see is trees. What I like to call the forest gangsters. You know, they never get far. Once you get to the rural bullshit, you know, that's when you see people that want to act tough because they have nothing else to do because they live in such a boring place that they put so much into their, for you know, their tough personalities because life is just around them is boring, so they have more time to devote to themselves, more time to put the cycle into their head. The Hayoka King is a wise clown, a sacred clown of his own antics. He understands the world, but he looks like a nutcase to everybody. Other people understand the world too, I suppose, through their own lens. But other people are too caught up to really give a fuck about making it understood to somebody else, you know? So we get stuck in that. We get stuck in this idea that what we're doing matters. What we're doing means anything at all to anybody else. I guess that life itself has meaning. But meaning seems to be dislodged and thrown out the toilet when everything you're trying to do is just to get at other people for attention, for authentication from others. Do I care about authenticating myself for the approval of other people? Not necessarily that exact mundo of the process, but it does mean something that I feel like I can serve some sort of bounty proxy towards being important in other people's lives, towards being someone that other people look forward to for assistance. I am one of those fucking condescending assholes that wants to have some sort of assisting endeavor in the world. And I've made some mistakes that definitely have made doing anything in that sense a little bit more difficult. I don't know really how to live life. I know that I was living life the same way a lot of people were, just to get to the next step and, you know, drastically trying to find my own self-abasement. I never really found anything. In fact, I just became more of a monster as time went on because, you know, I was also living in my arrogance. I was living my own ego. And it was very short came because I inflated my ego so much because I put hard work into who I was as a person that I just really only cared about myself. You know, I couldn't really understand the whole point of caring about anybody else, because caring about other people always led me to the same shit, the same annoying moments of feeling like nothing was changing. I was in the same fucking spot. I don't want to live like that. But I had no choice, because for so long I was the only one that was trying to perfect moments of my future, that, you know, that's the only thing that I could see in the end. It blinded me to, I surely assumed that that's all that really mattered, was making my future better. Making myself feel more alive was the only thing that really made me give a shit, because for so long I simply just felt dead. I laughed at the world as I angrily spun off, "Is there purpose towards life when the only purpose you found was yourself?" I just don't really know what to fucking do. Because it seems like everything I've done in life was flushed down the toilet, trying to spitefully prove to others that I could handle the nonsense of what life is. That's about it. So I guess in the end it was nothing. Procedurally, it all went well. As I sat in my hollowness and realized I invited myself to hell. Stuck in nowhere with no help of my own. $10 in my bank account. I guess I'd never know that this is how it would end up in the long run. Chasing so much disease and having no fun. I got stuck. Stuck in this issue. That now that I was further than I've ever felt my entire life from satisfaction, it was mainly just bent on the seething, voracious desire to get back towards doing something disgustingly monumental of my time. I decided that the only thing that made life worth it was the ability to see the world, but I spent too much time chasing away those that I wanted to see it with. I still didn't want to settle. I meet people these days that have no ambitions, and by travel, what they want to do is they want to sit in the car and fall asleep and then get to the next destination and eat themselves to death and then sleep and be depressed. And it's like, this is not someone I want to be with. I don't want to be with someone that has no true ambition, because they're flooded with psychiatric medicine that stops them from fucking living their fucking life. Their brain is fucking diseased with the concept of only being able to find comfort and fleeing the scene. I don't need that. I don't want that. I can't be around that. And that's what I've been shown so many fucking times. Or I meet people that use the drugs as an escape. All I really want out of life is to meet people that want to see what the world is. Instead of that, I see people that just throw away their life for nothing. For cheap comforts, for cheap thrills. You become darker and darker and more arrogant because I'm fucking right more often about how shit goes. And as I stand there with my light, it seems so dim because the dimness of my light is the discovery of how the world is. The world may be beautiful, but I don't really know how to fucking accept what the beauty of the world is. I wake up. I go to my job and sit in the building. I leave when it's dark out. And then I come home and sit by myself in a fucking dark room with a TV. My artistic endeavors, my hobbies have been postponed for what seems like a few months, half a year now. And I'm constantly pushed to do more than I'm able to, you know, actually capable of doing. My body becomes sore. My mind becomes barren of everything as I just repeat, seamlessly doing the same crooked bullshit. I go nowhere. I find no fucking peace. Ooh, fucking peace at all, huh? I get fearful and angry of the fact that I do the same thing every fucking day. To the point that I just want to pretend that I'm ill so I don't have to fucking do it one day, but then I sacrifice making fucking $100 of my fucking paycheck or some bullshit. I just get angry at it all. I never knew what they expected me, or anyone else for that matter, because as I said, I've become more arrogant the longer I've accepted the fact that I am right about a lot of disgusting facts in this world, and I find more and more about it, is I doubt myself for benefit of the doubt of trying to not appear too arrogant for other people. But the more I care about not appearing arrogant to other people, the more I find that other people just don't want me to accept that I know what I'm talking about, making me stuck in the sick world that I plunge myself deeper into every day, is when I do find out that I'm fucking correct. You see, my biggest problem is that I found myself being more correct about these stupid things that I've done in my life, only to find out that the truth makes you lonely. The truth makes you destroy your wonder. The truth makes you destroy your fascination of learning. It makes you a shriveled up fucking asshole in your mind. You don't really accept that there's any point to finding anything else in life, because often you're met with a question that you feel like you already know the answer to. And, you know, half the time when you do go to examine a new question, even with this mindset, you find that you're right anyway. So with the hypothesis being proven when you already fucking knew your answer with a hunch, and then you find out you're right, You become more like fucking Rick Sanchez from Rick and Morty. It just sticks in your fucking head more and more and more until you feel like there's really nothing to live for. And besides the heedless social endeavors of the modern times, give in to materialism, try to out-materialism your buddies and co-workers and everybody around you, and just live life like some satanic refuge. I know a lot about the devil. The devil and I have crossed paths many times. The devil thinks that the world is sick and diseased. I just understand that it is. The devil and I aren't that different. But the problem is the devil ain't different than much. Many people are spitting images of what the devil wants them to be, what wants the world to be. What the devil wants the world to be is fucking disease, cesspool of death and loneliness. Not even what the God wants the world to be. The God that we know is just the devil wearing a mask. And the devil we know is just God in disguise. So we can surround ourselves with more colorful, flashy buttons, and more camera filters to make us look shinier and more HDR, but there's no point. We've lost connection with the trees. We've lost connection with the streams. We've lost connection with empathetically moving ourselves to make the world a better place just because we want everyone to enjoy it together, not just because we want to prove that we're a good person to some online community of people that will follow us and make us satisfy our own fucking brain. We get stuck in our own fucking brain because that's all we fucking know. And that's all we fucking know because that's all we're surrounded with these days is the fucking idea that validation of others, authentication from others is the best way to achieve some sort of satisfactory goal. An emotion driven entirely by the idea, the concept that we can only do well if others think we're doing well, if others see that we are alive, living fruitfully, then we feel better about ourselves. Because 1 million views, 1 million followers equals more money, and more money equals more satisfaction in our material deathbeds. But when we're rotting in the ground, what is there besides the lineage funds? What is there to truly feel alive about these days? More people I know don't like driving long distances. More people I know don't mind staying at home. And, you know, I feel lonely living this time because I really wanted to travel the consciousness of what life is, of someone else, of a group of people. As we all stem further and become detached from society, there's no point in being a sacred clown if nobody's willing to laugh. You know what I mean? Not to make the Heyoka King podcast more dark than it once was. There's just the realizations of wisdom become dark as the world around us becomes dark. Connected to the soulful ether of what the living vessel is. So, with that, until next time, my spirit bros and sisters. So, have a nice fucking Monday.